This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Nuclear disarmament talks between North Korea and the United States concluded this week with what officials characterised as limited progress. Engagement with Kim Jong-il's reclusive, often hostile regime remains a thorny enterprise. But another member of the North Korean dictator's family seems to be striking a different tone. His grandson recently started school in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and as Nate Tabak reports from Mostar, peace and multi-ethnic harmony are on the curriculum.
Other countries are, we could say of minor significance in political terms.
An afternoon lesson in Jenan Hakalovic's history class. The Bosnian teacher is leading high school students in a discussion about Bismarck, who unified Germany in the 1800s.
Then we said he also constructed the dual alliance with Austria-Hungary. What was the idea behind it? There were disputes in Balkans. He was desperately trying to solve those disputes.
While this might sound like a typical high school history lesson, this class at United World College in Mostar is anything but. In the room are students from Bosnia, Britain, Turkey, and Afghanistan. Later in the year, they'll examine the Bosnian Civil War in a city that was devastated by it and continues to live with the painful aftermath. It's no accident that United World College, a global network of schools, has a branch in Mostar. Part of its mission is fostering reconciliation here by bringing together Bosnians of all ethnicities with students from throughout the world. Hakalovic, chatting after class at a nearby cafe, says students learn a lot from one another.
When you have students coming from Middle East, from Afghanistan, from, Israel, Palestine, have students coming from former communist countries of Eastern Europe, students from Balkans, and then again students from Western Europe and from United States, etc. And they are all sitting together in a classroom, then it's much easier to talk about different perspectives.
Now the school has a new perspective, a North Korean one. Not just any North Korean. He's Kim Han-sol, the grandson of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. The 16-year-old arrived here just a few weeks ago, and he's gotten a lot of attention.
Could you tell me something about live in Mostar? Are you happy? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I love Mostar, yeah.
That's Kim Han-sol being interviewed by a Bosnian TV reporter. Journalists from as far as South Korea have been hounding the young Kim, prying him for details about his life and his dictator grandfather. I found Kim Han-sol as he walked home from school with some classmates. With black, thick-rimmed glasses, earrings, and a fashionable haircut, he gives off an air of geek chic. He didn't want to be recorded, but told me it's hard to escape the shadow of Kim Jong-il. It's guilt by association, he said in perfect English. All I want to do is study and live my life. Living a normal life, though, is an uphill battle for the teen, since his father is the North Korean dictator's eldest son. Once the heir apparent, Kim Jong-nam fell out of favor in 2001, after he was very publicly caught trying to sneak into Japan with a fake passport to visit Disneyland. Kim Han-sol himself has been under the microscope. South Korean media recently picked apart his internet footprints, scouring his Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter accounts for juicy tidbits. When Stephen Codrington interviewed Kim Han-sol for his school application, he says he saw something special in a teen with his own way of thinking.
He is his own person, and that was very clear during the interview. He's an individual in his own right.
Codrington is the former head of United World College in Hong Kong. Kim Han-sol was originally accepted to attend his last 2 years of high school there, but Hong Kong authorities rejected his visa application. So he went to the campus in Bosnia, where he was able to get a visa. Codrington says Kim Han-sol will gain valuable insight from studying in Mostar, given its history. The city was devastated by the Bosnian Civil War in the 1990s.
In a sense, I think it's a good school for Kim because it will give him an insight into other conflicts, the ways in which they're being handled or mishandled, as the case may be. In other words, I think it will broaden his own perspective of something that I know matters a lot to him, and that is the division on the Korean Peninsula.
Division is something still very palpable in Mostar. Croats mostly live in the west, while Bosniaks are predominantly in the east. It's a legacy of the war here. United World College, situated on the former front line, is right in the middle of it. The school shares a building with a public school where Bosniak and Croat students attend separate classes. For his part, Kim Hansol says he hopes his 2 years here will impart lessons in multiculturalism that will give him a better understanding of the world. Nate Tabak, Deutsche Welle Radio, Mostar, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.